Passage 70. Vieques.
On Thursday, about 300 American law enforcement agents raided the small Puerto Rican island of Vieques. The agents removed 216 demonstrators who had been camped at a United States military base for almost a year. No one was hurt in the action. American Attorney General Janet Reno directed the operation to remove the protesters. Ms. Reno said the protesters would not be charged with crimes unless they became violent or tried to re-enter the Vieques Navy base. Among those seized were two members of the United States House of Representatives and several Puerto Rican legislators. The demonstrators were protesting the use of the small Caribbean island of Vieques as a United States Navy training center. They especially object to bombing exercises carried out there. The demonstrators began their protest after a misdirected Navy bomb killed a Puerto Rican civilian security guard last year. The Navy suspended exercises at Vieques after the accidental death. In January, President Clinton and the governor of Puerto Rico, Pedro Rosello, reached a new agreement about future training. They agreed the Navy could carry out limited training until 2003. However, only non-explosive bombs could be used in the exercises. The people of Vieques are to decide by vote whether the Navy Training Center should remain on the island. Vieques has a population of more than 9,000 people. They are American citizens, as are all other Puerto Ricans. Puerto Rico is a commonwealth of the United States. The people who live there receive some services from the American federal government. However, they cannot vote in American presidential or congressional elections. About 60 years ago, the United States Navy bought 2/3 of Vieques. The Navy has used the area to train for every major conflict since World War II. There always has been some tension between the Navy and the citizens who live on the island. The Navy argues there is no other place like Vieques for training. It is close to the eastern coast of the United States. Pilots and naval gun operators can train easily with United States Marines as they land on the island's beach. The Navy says pilots who train at Vieques learn to drop their bombs with much more exactness than pilots who do not train there. Opponents say the bombing exercises have damaged the environment and the health of the people on Vieques. Protesters say Vieques is not the only place for such training. After the raid, the United States Navy announced that new bombing exercises with non-explosive bombs will start again on Vieques later this month.